So if you start there, and then you say, now we need to design interventions and assess how those are working to prevent spillover, then I think one of the important things that's already happening in Africa is to adopt a One Health mindset or a planetary health mindset. And that leads you very quickly to coordinating your efforts to prevent spillover. And when I say One Health, I mean the idea that there's no dividing line between animal health, human health, and environmental health. And so one practical extent of that, and I'll give a specific example in Uganda, is the establishment of One Health platforms. And so in 2016, the government of Uganda launched a national One Health platform, and it is intended to sort of spearhead collaborative efforts across key government sectors to prevent, detect, and respond to these zoonotic diseases that are emerging and causing pandemics. The individuals or the entities involved are the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Agriculture, Animal Industry and Fisheries, Ministry of Water and Environment, and the Uganda Wildlife Authority. So those four groups form the platform along with some institutional structures, and it's a really important coordinating piece from which you then can take specific actions, community-level actions, to really decrease spillover.
Agriculture has been associated with more than 50% of zoonotic infectious diseases since 1940. But how can we address this issue then while also making sure that the world's growing population is food secure, especially in places like West Africa and the Sahel, where food security is a big issue?
It is a big issue. And I think a focus of agricultural efficiency is going to have to be important going forward. So quality, not just quantity of foods produced and the way they're produced. So that's one. And then two is the idea that we are going to have to shift our mindset to also taking into account safety factors. So not just food security, but also the safety of the food. So shifting practices and behaviors, I think, will be part of the solution.
This paper talks about jointly addressing health and conservation. What would a program that jointly addresses health and conservation at the same time possibly look like in West Africa?
So, you know, it's a good question, and there's a timely example. There's a group called the Society for the Conservation of Nature of Liberia, SCNL, and they've been around since 1986. And really, their approach, it's a non-governmental, non-political, not-for-profit agency, but they lead nature conservation. And as part of that, they have sort of a mandate to educate and encourage and assist understanding the needs not only of preserving nature, but also of preserving biodiversity and sustainable livelihoods. Groups like SCNL have really become dual purpose in many ways. You know, they establish networks of protected areas, and so that decreases the interface between humans and wildlife that could, where a spillover event could occur. They also encourage databases, establishment of databases related to species, habitats, threats, and those in turn really inform strategies for, again, limiting risk. I think a key feature is implementing creative programs around alternative livelihoods.